com.
1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This is about you. It's about your health. And it's about your life. We're going to kick this segment off and go with Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I'm hoping you can help. I have a 20-year-old son who has been suffering with anxiety, panic attacks, and depression since he was an early teenager. And it's just really makes life very challenging for him. And we've tried, you know, this and that, but nothing really seems to help him that much.
Okay, so you've done medicine. I guess you've done benzodiazepines like Xanax and whatnot.
Well, he's done that, and he's been on a couple of antidepressants. He just started a new one. Hasn't really noticed a lot of change.
Which one is he taking now?
He is taking Cymbalta.
Okay. And so hasn't noticed much of a change? Is he sleeping okay or sleeping too much?
No. No, he doesn't. He has a lot of trouble sleeping. He has just a lot of trouble getting to sleep, staying to sleep, both.
Okay. Is he under is he under a lot of stress? Is there a lot of pressure on him from anywhere?
I would say that for him, it is a lot of stress. He's in college. In fact, he just had to drop out this semester because of the anxiety. And he's taking a break, trying to get things under control. And his doctor put him on Cymbalta and Abilify?
Abilify, mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know, he's not had any luck with medications in the past, and I just thought, well, I caught you on the radio and thought maybe you'd have some suggestions that I could pass on to him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that he can do.
Okay. But
here's the deal. He's 20, and he's in college. And
correct.
With anxiety, the deal is there's a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can affect brain chemistry. And
mm-hmm.
so with him, it's going to be foods that he needs to avoid rather than more foods that he needs to include in his diet. And there's a lot of foods that can trigger anxiety. And what happens is there's a brain chemical called GABA, and it's gamma-aminobutyric acid. And GABA is what is actually when it decreases in the body, then it causes anxiety. But when we have healthy levels of GABA, and that's when we stay pretty much chilled out, and you know, we sleep well and that sort of thing. So the GABA, here's the deal. There's a lot of foods that will trigger it. So if you want to write these down, you can do that. But here's a list of foods that will trigger anxiety if you eat them often and the body's having a response to them, like his is. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds. So a lot of the nuts will cause that. All right, cheese, that's cow's milk cheese, not goat's milk or sheep milk. But cow's milk cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. Now, yeah, I mean, that's all beans, too. So you're thinking, my gosh, it's supposed to be all healthy stuff. Well, that's the thing. But you think about when you say wheat is in everything just about. So him going gluten-free and coming off most grains is probably going to be a big help for him. A lot of research on that as far as anxiety goes. So a lot of those food groups can be very helpful as you look into it. I mean, spinach, you would think spinach is healthy, right? But it can trigger anxiety in people because it blocks the GABA levels from increasing and can cause a decrease in a lot of folks. Passion flower, theanine, taurine are all very good supplements that have some really good research on it. Valerian root used to be a big one. And a lot of the pharmacists now, just if you talk to many pharmacists, whether they're just from the more traditional medical model or even more on the natural side, they're not big fans of it because it can have a real strong lingering effect in the body. And I've just talked to too many pharmacists. Of course, they're the pros many times when it comes to how these drugs interact. And they're just not big fans of what valerian root can do in the body. So just steer clear of that. But theanine, taurine, passion flower, they're all very good for GABA levels and great research on them. Been used for a long time. And when I say research, a lot of that's done more on the European side of things rather than the American side. But all that can be very helpful. Stress management, and he's in college. You know, college is what it is. There's, you know, everything from the relationship side in college to the studies that he's having to do, the adjustment in life, being 20, hanging out, friends, all that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's just hitting it from all areas. But if he can get his diet right, really, that's our foundation. And obviously it is, because you guys have tried different medicines. You've jumped from one to the other, and it's not really doing much. So it's usually habits that we have that we do on a regular basis that it's like throwing fuel to the fire. It's little things that he's probably doing every single day that's contributing to that condition and contributing to the symptoms that he's having. So you change the lifestyle, you change the person in so many ways with their health. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Good to talk with you. Caught several days ago, just a piece of your program, and also the lady that, who was just on with the anxiety situation with her son, I believe, the list of things. You know, when you run down these lists, for an older guy like me, and as you appropriately put it, many accumulated habits over many decades. If you deduct everything that is bad for you, you're not left with much, are you?
it just depends. It depends on the condition. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it just depends. If you're dealing with neurotransmitters and brain chemistry, some of them, like serotonin and acetylcholine, you need to add certain foods to the body. GABA is just one of those ones that can get triggered easy and cause anxiety.
Yes, sir. My situation is with a severely compromised liver. Numbers are all good. I am cirrhotic, and I've been diagnosed with liver disease.
I think we dropped on that. I'll tell you what, we'll see if Steve can call us back, or yeah, we'll try to get him back on the show. Having a liver issue and with hepatitis C, that is a big deal. Matter of fact, hepatitis C, one of the biggest challenges, we're seeing it more and more in America right now, and what it can do to the liver. So when you get cirrhotic, what can you do? Well, hopefully we'll get him back here in just a moment. If not, I'll get into, for you, liver disease, cirrhotic liver, Steve. I will jump on that for you and do my best to answer that when we come out of this commercial break. It is something that so many people deal with, whether you drink alcohol or not, whether it's from a virus like hepatitis C or not. There are some things you can do. Now, here's the great news about the liver. The liver is the number one regenerative organ system in the body. It is phenomenal. You could cut out literally half the liver and it will grow back. It is amazing. So the regenerative capability of it is really great. It's one of the big toxin centers of the body to remove toxins from the body. So we'll get into that. We'll get into liver disease when we come back, and more questions about your health as the lines are open. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
you live, just so you know, we have preferred wellness providers. These are providers that can take care of you based on the philosophy and teaching of what we do here on the show. Common sense health, but can really get down to the root cause of what's going on with your health care challenges, or health challenges, as I like to call them. And they're in all our different cities. So if you're listening to the show, wherever you are, we do have preferred wellness providers in your area. You just give us a call on the 800 number, and our staff will be able to find you someone in that area to take care of you and your needs, so you can go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Just call 888-283-7272. Same number here on the show. Now, going to the break, we were talking with Steve. And Steve, why don't you get into your issue a little bit? You have hepatitis C, your liver is cirrhotic, and you're challenged a little bit, but what is your question?
Well, the question was that I heard you talking to someone about anti-inflammatory diet, and from my exposure, what knowledge I have been able to glean, anti-inflammatory and liver, or particularly a liver that's compromised, are not necessarily good ideas together. I wanted to touch base with you and see if there isn't some way nutritionally that I can approach either keeping my numbers the same as they are now, which is good. I am not particularly heading downhill with this thing. My option as far as outright medicine goes is pegylated interferon, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and I have refused it. To me, this looks like just a real bad bet from all of the knowledge that I've been able to gather about it. I would much rather use something more holistic necessarily, or something that I can do on my level. I have no medical background, but I'm not an unintelligent guy, and if I know to steer clear of certain foods, to pay attention to certain things, to start consuming new foods in my diet or in a new fashion, some form or way, perhaps juices, is there a source for this information in addition to yourself, sir?
Yeah, my book is actually a really good source. Empowering Your Health is the title. You can get it at empoweringyourhealth.com. And it's a really good resource. It's got the anti-inflammatory diet in it, and actually that is one of the best things you can do for your liver. Because the liver, like I said, it's one of the top regenerating organs that we have. That's the first thing to understand. But the foods that you're putting in your body right now, every single day, every little thing counts. And it's kind of like a game changer. When you get diagnosed with something like hepatitis C, things change, as you know. And it's important to make sure that you're making better choices. That's a key. So your food is going to be your best medicine right now. Now, I'm not a big fan of not doing the interferon, but I support your decision. And, you know, it's your body. You have to make the right decision. So in that, you just want to understand that there's a couple of keys to follow. Now, what have you done from a dietary perspective at this point?
I have simply lowered my sodium intake. I suffered at the onset, or I should say just prior to, incidental to the actual diagnosis of the Hep C, I suffered an ascites. I went in and got that taken care of, and as a result of the subsequent blood work that was done, somebody saw a footprint. They said that they saw a footprint that looked like I had been exposed to it, and they did further tests and said, oh yeah, that's what you got. Well, at the time, this is like, to me, being handed a death sentence. So I lowered my sodium intake, my fluid intake. I started paying a great deal of attention to the quantity of things that I was eating. But I have never received any advice about particular diet, either, you know, for supporting, as you put it, liver regeneration. What can I do? I've just been sort of plodding along here, and I think I must have had an angel on my shoulder all this time that my numbers have not taken a nosedive, because Well, during the last commercial break, when you and I were sort of cut off there momentarily, I ran into the refrigerator and looked at all the things that I can't eat anymore. In anticipation of what you were going to tell me, because I live on junk food, friend, to put it quite bluntly. I mean, I get some fruits and vegetables, but my diet is, I guess, pretty much typical.
It's a standard American diet.
Standard American diet, which is to say the acronym is what?
SAD.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, where mine is. I mean, I suffer from the other old guy stuff. I've got a little touch of osteoarthritis here and there, which also brought me to this, make the phone call, because I love the idea of the anti-inflammatory. My diet, that is, my doctors tell me, you know, don't even take an aspirin because anti-inflammatories are horrible for the liver.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's a different concept. The way the drugs work on the body from an anti-inflammatory perspective is different. You do want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract so that your body has the best chance to regenerate good, new, healthy cells. And that's a totally different concept than, like, anti-inflammatory medications like, you know, Advil, NSAIDs, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So that's totally different. All right, so here's the deal. First things first is the question, do you want to get well? And you would say, absolutely.
Absolutely. You bet.
Right. So I just spoke for you. So that's why you're calling. So here's the deal. Now that life has changed, now that there's a diagnosis, now that the liver is in this state, we got to come up with a game plan. And the reality is, there can be a strong game plan. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll come up with that. So hang tight, and we'll talk about what do you do when you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C? Where do you go from there? We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide
provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to some healthy talk radio. Now, going to the break, talking about the liver condition. So, Steve, here's the deal. When we're talking about the liver, and we're coming up with a game plan, we're talking about anti-inflammatory diet, we're talking about lifestyle change, we're talking about making the shift from junk food, kind of that standard American diet that you were talking about, your refrigerator is full of, to a new diet, a new way of living. But it's not just the diet. You make a decision that you want to get well, that's the first key. And really, that's the hardest one for most people. It's not hard when you've been diagnosed and you're facing something like hepatitis C and a cirrhotic liver. It really makes you kind of reevaluate everything. So what I want to do is talk to you about a game plan. I know you're out there just swimming around, not really knowing which way to go. Your doctors haven't really given you a game plan on diet, and that's pretty typical because we're not trained in medical school at all when it comes to diet at all. I mean, lifestyle, dietary measures, whatnot, it's just not really taught a whole lot. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty about what kind of game plan would be good. Now, with your physician, whomever you're working with, your team, they need to know anything that you research and do. Definitely let them know so they can put it in their chart and they can be aware of what you're doing. That's going to be important. Regardless of, you know, whether they advise you on it or not, if you do your own research and you think it's good and you want to attempt it, just let them know about it. That's just good practice, okay? Keeps them in the loop, if you will. But your diet is the key. Food can be our best medicine. I know you've gone against the interferon. I would encourage you to continue to do research. Here's why. With the liver, although it is pretty strong at regenerating, probably the best in the body, one of the big keys is you want to do everything you can to help the body regenerate, meaning healthy foods, exercise, you know, plenty of clean water, non-fluorinated, non-chlorinated water, distilled is always very good, you know, making all these good choices, resting well, getting plenty of sleep, making sure that you just got a great attitude, stress levels are down as much as possible, so you can thrive and you're not stuck. So that's always going to be the first part. The next part is really to make sure that you've got a good eating plan. The anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, great way to go. So that's where you want to start. Now, there are some supplements and things out there that can be helpful to the liver. Milk thistle is known to be very good. There, watercress, which is, you know, very, very simple to find. You can get it in your food supply. They also make it in supplement form. Watercress is known to be very good. It helps stimulate the phase one, phase two liver detoxification process. The other thing is to make sure and talk to your doctor about doing partial day fast, maybe even quarter day fast, where you just go a little bit without food. And what it can do is it helps eliminate toxins from the body. When you fast even just for a half a day, it stimulates the body to eliminate more toxins. And so that's a great way to go, too. And but, you know, your physician needs to guide you in that process. Don't do it on your own. But here's the deal. It is a virus. And hepatitis C, it can be very scary. You want to make sure you look into arginine, which is an amino acid. Avoid all foods that contain arginine is a good standard of practice when you're dealing with any kind of virus. The reason being is L-arginine can stimulate viral activity. For example, almonds are full of L-arginine, and that can cause you to have some real issues with keeping the virus active. L-lysine, another amino acid on the other hand, is kind of the antagonist, and it's the one that can help kind of shove the virus down and help it potentially go into a dormant state. So a couple of things to think about as you're going through this. But without throwing a lot at you, the big thing is have a great attitude. Realize that you know that there is a potential and there's always hope to get your health back, that you don't have to be stuck, you don't have to be scared. Be concerned. Be diligent. Get rid of all the junk food. There's no more time for playing around. It's time to make really good decisions. You've had long enough of eating the standard American diet. It's time to get radical. Radical changes equal radical results with our health. Remember that. Stay in touch with me here on the show. You can always send me emails at getwellradio.com, but it's great having you. All right. And we're believing the best for you. I know I am, and we'll do anything we can to help. Make sure to stay on top of nutritional blood analysis and make sure to get on that diet. Make sure that you're doing your own research. You're working with your docs and you're being extremely proactive in this entire process. Exercise, even when you're tired, do everything you can to keep your body moving and moving forward in this process so that you end up winning. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call. Let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you,
hey,
my friend.
I've got two questions here. The first one's probably going to be pretty quick. Did I hear you say one time that the sleep problem was an adrenal problem, and you need vitamin C and B5?
Yeah, well, it can be. You know, people that don't sleep well, it could be that there's too much cortisol being produced in the evening time. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone that's supposed to be elevated in the morning, and it slowly goes down throughout the day. But if you're switched and flipped, it can reverse and have low cortisol in the day, and it increases throughout the day and can be high at night, keeping you from going to sleep. And so a great way to regulate cortisol, green tea is very good. Vitamin C is known, has always been known to do that. That's what the research says. I'm just kind of letting you know that. Vitamin B5 has always been known. Those are cofactors that help support adrenal glands. So, yeah, I mean, you can talk to your local health food store people, and they can always, you know, guide you in that kind of thing. But that's the first question. What is the other one?
Do you take those just before you go to sleep? And if so, how much?
Well, you'll need to talk with somebody about that at the health food store, and they can guide you because it depends on the brand. It depends on, you know, the milligrams that their brands have. I mean, they'll need to guide you on that and the dosages and all that. Just follow what's on the label.
Okay. Then the main question I've called about is, do you know of anything out there, whether it's nutritional or foods or supplements, that clean your arteries? I'm mid-50s and it's starting to worry maybe about, you know, blood clots possibly. I don't have the symptoms, but I'd like to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, are you taking any medicine right now?
No, I take an aspirin every 2 or 3 days.
Just for prevention?
Right.
Okay, so you're not taking blood pressure meds, you're not taking statin drugs for cholesterol, you're not taking anything?
No.
My question to you is, are you exercising? Let's start even there. Are you exercising 4 or 5 days a week?
Well, no, I'm not. And the reason why, in the last 2 or 3 months, I've been a little short of breath and very tired. And I thought, well, just in case I have some kind of clot or something going on, the last thing I want to do is push it. So I'd rather start with the, you know, the food or the vitamin side first before I start exercising. And maybe that's wrong. I don't know. You help me.
It is. It's. I understand your thinking, but it's wrong thinking, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just letting you know. Have you been to your doctor?
No, I haven't said anything to him about it. But I mean, the last time I've had my blood pressure checked, it was 92 over 72, I think it was.
Yeah, I would do. Well, that's low blood pressure. So what you might be having is adrenal fatigue. That's very possible, because adrenal fatigue can cause you to be short of breath and cause you to be tired. You not have any arm pain, are you? Like left arm pain?
No arm pains at all, huh?
Have you had an EKG done recently? You know, where they check your heart?
Probably about a year ago, and everything checked out good.
All right, I would do this. This is just my thought, okay? This is what
see,
I would
do. I eat a lot of bad food. I eat
well, then
fried
there you go.
Chicken. I mean, it's a typical Southern diet. The fast food, and I know I'm not supposed to, and I try to quit, and the more I try, the more I eat, I think.
No, I mean, okay, well, then there you go. I mean, this is not rocket science, right?
I say I'm not going to eat French fries, it makes me want them worse, and then I'll, you know, pull into Checkers or wherever and load up.
Yeah, but then you got a food addiction, and you've got some willpower issues more than anything. So, is somebody in your family die of a heart attack or blood clots or have issues like that that you're scared of?
Well, my grandmother, she had a, you know, triple heart bypass. But I don't think anybody else. Well, actually, my dad had a heart attack. He didn't die, but he had a heart attack, and his eating was not much better than mine.
Okay. And that's pretty typical. Do you have kids or do you have a wife?
No.
Okay. And so you're in a place right now, you know, where you're a little nervous because you know things are changing a little bit. You're not 20 anymore, right? And you want to make some good choices.
Exactly. Time to get serious.
It is time to get serious. The choices you make right now are going to determine the health you're going to have a year from now. And literally, you're at a very good point where you can make some radical changes. But you have to decide that you want to get well. Because I will tell you this. If you're getting shortness of breath now, and you're 30 pounds overweight, and you eat junk food all the time, you eat burgers and fries and fried chicken and all that, you know, I'm just telling you because I care about you. I mean, man, if you don't change, you will experience a difficult health challenge with that behavior. And it's behavior. Do you realize that? It's behavior, not anything else. Because, you know, it's not me forcing you to eat French fries. I'm not, like, pulling you over and forcing you to go eat that. You're doing that on your own choice, on your own accord. And so if you value your health, you know, God gave you your health as a gift. It really was a gift. When you were born, it was given to you as a gift for free. Didn't cost you anything. And you've probably been busting your butt all your life doing whatever you can to earn money, you know, to do well for yourself. And, you know, but the one thing that was given to you for free, many of us, and I'm not knocking you, many people, it's almost human nature, we don't take care of our health. And so I want to challenge you to really step up to the plate. Here's the deal. I would go to your doctor. I would have a full physical done, have them do extensive amount of blood work, make sure everything's cool and everything's okay. Second thing is, you got to make a decision you want to get well. Say, you know what? I want to get well. No matter how hard it might be, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to have more energy than I ever have. I'm going to be better than I was in my 30s. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm not going to live like this because I want to live well into my 60s, 70s, and 80s. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. You can get one at empoweringyourhealth.com. You can go to getwellradio.com, go to the health store, and you can get it there. Get a copy of that. Follow the principles. Read through that. Look at my 8 Secrets audio CDs. Learn the information. Listen here to the show. And get your eating under control first after you've seen your doctor. And then exercise. Do it. Just think about this, all right? 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. Talk to your doctor. Make sure he clears you. You know, on that, and keep you posted.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Phone lines are open Robin, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, you can get well, stay well, and live well if you change the choices that you make every single day. It's all about lifestyle. Three aspects to our health. Mental, that's the mind. How powerful the mind is, our brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, the way that we think. You've got the chemical aspect of health, which is our body physiology. It's how our organ systems work, our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how everything works, and all nutritional deficiencies within there. And then also the structural side, the bones, muscles, and nerves, and how our neurological system controls everything within the body. So you have to make sure everything is balanced. That's the key. That's the health triangle. And so that's one thing when you're looking at whatever health challenge you're dealing with or wanting to achieve optimal health, that has to be balanced for your system to be at the peak level of where it needs to be. If you want to send me an email, just go to getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to answer it there. No problem. Or we'll make it part of the show, whatever you prefer. And on this show, it's also about you, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. If you know someone that is struggling with their health, they're dealing with issues, they just can't get it figured out, they want to know where they are, or they want to go from where they are to where they need to be, and you want to help them, then make sure to call in. Maybe you don't have an issue, but you know someone that does. You can call in for them. We can give information to you, talk to you, and empower you so you can empower others. Because really, that's what it's all about. It's about helping other people. Really, you don't have to be a doctor to do that. You can do that yourself. You can make an impact. You can make a difference. And I want to encourage you and empower you and equip you to do just that. That's what this show is about. It's about helping others and making a difference. Don't forget, we do have our preferred wellness providers in your area. New program we've launched, and we've got teams and partners of doctors around the country. So if you have an area and you live and you're listening to the show, you want to find a doctor that believes the way I do, that thinks the way I do, that you know, the things we talk about here on the show, you want to find someone that can implement that, all this nutritional blood analysis and all, you just give us a call and one of our team members will be able to get you. We have a preferred wellness provider team now that will get you what you need, where you need, find the doctor in your area or the specialist, whatever you're looking for, and get you that help. Just call 888-283-7272. You can also find it online. Let's kick it off and go with Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show, my friend. What's up? Oh, we lost Jeff. Let's go to Jennifer.
Hey. Hello?
How can I help, darling? What's going on?
I really don't know how to say it, but sometimes when I eat a meal, it doesn't happen every meal, and I can't really pinpoint which foods it is, so it makes it kind of difficult. But when I eat, it feels like it's trapped in my throat. And I make sure that I'm chewing my food well because I thought it might have been that. But it when it comes back up, it's not vomit. It's just really thick mucus.
Okay.
I don't know.
So has it been going on? Is it thick like a white color? Is it yellow? Is it green? Does it have a color to it? Is it clear?
It's kind of clear.
Okay. And it's been going on for how long?
Probably about 7 months now.
And you're what age?
26.
Okay, 26. And have you been to the doctor to ask them about it?
No.
Okay. Put it off and put it off and put it off, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know. You need to go see them, okay? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you need to do. Just go in the doctor, let them run the blood test, and do whatever checks they need. They're going to probably, you know, they'll do some other little test, and it won't be a big deal. I mean, really, and it'll be good information. Because there's a lot of could-bes with that. Now, have you been sick at all? Have you had a lot of congestion? Have you been feeling like you're fighting a cold and can't get rid of it?
No. I usually have allergies, but it's not that. So okay. That's usually only in the spring.
Okay, I got you. Are you having heartburn with it?
At first I thought it might be heartburn, but I don't have any indigestion.
No reflux or anything like that, right? Okay. Have any headaches with it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of could-bes with that. And, you know, what about your diet? Do you eat well?
Not as good as I should. I work full-time and full-time student, so...
Oh, okay. So you just eat what you can, sleep when you can, that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. If you're, there's a couple of things, just especially if it's clear. There could be, I mean, there could be everything from the cells could be changing your esophagus. That could be one thing. And that's why it's good to go see a physician to get that checked out. There, you know, it could be something simple as a yeast-related infection in the body, although you know this, it's clear, but sometimes yeast would produce more of a white mucus if that was the case. And then also, I mean, it could be something simple. It could be thick mucus that builds up in the throat area, even whether you're eating or not, can be due to an iodine deficiency, a trace mineral iodine. We don't really have it in our diet much at all. And if you've got any kind of thyroid condition whatsoever, even one you don't know about, that they, you know, that they will be looking for probably in blood work, that could be an issue. Or you could, you know, have an iron absorption issue that can cause some of the excess mucus. So see what I mean? There's a lot of could-bes. I could sit here and run through 10 different scenarios, and that's why when you go to a physician, they'll run the test, and then they'll be able to come up with their, you know, their top three potential diagnoses, that what we call differentials. And then they'll narrow it down from there and really come up with a good game plan for you. So I think that's a smart way to go. And don't be scared. That kind of symptom is nothing that should be scary. It's just something, you know, that could be coming from stress. It could be just something that your body's been going through for several months. And it could be a deficiency of some kind. A lot of could-bes. But, you know, knowing what it is so important. And I think that'll put you on a great path. And let me know if you want to email me. Shoot one at getwellradio.com or call me back here on the show and let me know. Great talking with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, and I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.